Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Brad Gray, Racing New South Wales. He's been up at Osborne Park near Hawkesbury, the base of Godolphin this morning. Morning to you, Brad.
Good morning, Andrew. I tell you what, there's worse places to be on a Thursday morning than out here at Agnes Bank.
Well, I'm at Canterbury. It's gone pretty quiet here now. All the Irish lads have gone off to have brekkie and the staff are out mowing the track. I'm sitting here by me Pat Malone at the moment, mate. It's a bit gone, a bit quiet. But, mate, what was it like there with the two horses for Godolphin in the Everest?
Yeah, of course, Trekking and Elise, they just capped off their preparations. They did pretty much just a trot and canter. They weren't out to do anything too serious this morning, but they both been looking in really good order. There's a bit of confidence coming from the Blue Army out here. I think pretty much every trainer is entitled to be somewhat confident about their horse getting to the Tab Everest. It's one of those rare races where you can't really pen anything. Everything has got a certain case, and no different with Godolphin. Jockeys Hugh Bowman and Josh Parr were out here this morning as well. Hugh rode Elise, of course, on Tuesday. Josh hasn't thrown a leg over Trekking, but he's got a 1-from-1 record on Trekking, of course, winning there at Scone. I think they both go into the race as live chances. And as I say, there's a bit of confidence coming out from the Blue team.
What are they saying about Elise? I'm not too sure whether you've spoken with Hugh Bowman yet, but it just seems like that they feel that she's got that burst of adrenaline that may be provided to win this race.
Yeah, I did speak to Hugh, and he does seem a little bit bullish about this horse's chances. I think the preparation, although on paper it might look a little bit unusual. We know that she does her best racing fresh, and drawn 10, I think it allows you to potentially just camp on the back of something. If he gets a tag into the race at the top of the straight and travels into it like we know she can, she's got a pretty devastating turn of foot. So although she's probably not hard in the market, she's certainly a chance. If you listen to what Hugh Bowman says, I think pretty much wouldn't swap her for anything.
Yeah, understand. And what about Trekking, the other one that obviously has won the Scalacci, travels back to Osborne Park, and look, we know how good this horse can be winning a Group 1 back in the Brisbane winter.
Yeah, that's right. He's been around for a little while now, but he just seems to be getting better and better every preparation. I did put that question to Josh Parr, and he agrees. He said although he's got some level of exposed form, he's probably still got a little bit of upside there. He got in through the back door, the last horse into the field, but certainly don't want to forget about him. I was actually asking Josh about the tactics because he's drawn 5, and I was just wondering if he could maybe use that draw to be a little bit closer than what we've seen from Trekking in the past. And he said, yes, on the quick backup, there is every chance that I could maybe give him a little bit of a squeeze and set a little bit closer than what we've seen from Trekking in the past.
Well, that's interesting. Given the makeup of this race, I mean, I think all of the form analysts now, like yourself, Brad, and Paul Joyce and the crew are basically saying that we've got what Waller said yesterday, Chris Waller and Tim Clark has said, that Nature Strip comes across, Red Zell's there somewhere. Where do they put Sunlight? And then it works itself out after that. I've got the feel that maybe 10 Sovereign settles midfield, the way that Andrew Murphy spoke to us this morning, that they feel the big asset with 10 Sovereigns is how strong he is at the end of his races.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit of a curious one, isn't it? 10 Sovereigns, exactly how much speed he has early to go with our Aussie sprinters out here. I think Drawn Wide is a good play for him because it'll allow him to click through his gears. And as we know with Ryan Moore, he's such a great balanced rider. I don't think he'd have any traumas at all sitting wide, just keeping the horse in his rhythm, in plenty of room. And as you say, hopefully being strong there in the finish.
Yeah, for sure. So you're in the blue cap today. which one are you backing of the two?
I think Elise. Elise's had a really lovely little preparation into this. And as James Cummings said through the week, I think he nailed it in saying, although she's run over 1,200 metres before Elise, there's never been a 1,200 metre grand final, which I think is exciting in its own right. And as we know, she's an absolute powerhouse, 600 kilos. And the camp are pretty positive about how she presented their first up well. But James said today that she's gone to another level since, so she's really good in the coat. All the signs are there that she's going to run a mighty race.
Can't wait for 4:15 on Saturday. It's just a beauty. The build-up, the big dinner tonight with all the Everest players, and then the big build-up tomorrow into Saturday. Brad, I know you will see plenty of the stuff that you've got out there this morning across Sky Racing through the day and into the weekend. Hope they've given you brekkie.
Yes, they did. A couple of cheeky egg and bacon rolls. So they've looked after it, Daddy.
Oh, they have. All right, enjoy it, mate. We'll speak to you again tomorrow.
Thanks, Andrew.